Random House Audio presents Final Cat Call, A Magical Cat's Mystery by Sophie Kelly. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Prologue. The cats were waiting in the kitchen. I kicked off my shoes and knelt beside them. Owen immediately began sniffing the sling on my left arm. Hercules climbed up on my lap and licked my chin. I took a shaky breath against the prickle of tears I could feel about to fall. I wasn't going to sit around on the floor crying. I was going to fix things with Marcus. I was going to keep apologizing until he listened. The problem was that when Detective Marcus Gordon was hurt, it wasn't easy to get him to listen. I sat on the footstool in the living room and tried his number. His cell phone went to voicemail. He didn't text. There was no answer at his house, either. I heard something clatter to the floor in the kitchen. I went back out to find Owen and Hercules with the keys to my truck lying between them. "You're not exactly subtle," I said, bending to pick up the key ring. "Then again, if I see him in person, maybe I can get him to listen." Owen meowed loudly. I looked at Hercules, and after a moment's hesitation, he gave a soft meow as well. I knew it was a bad idea to be driving one-handed, but I was past caring. The cats followed me out to the truck, and there didn't seem to be any reason not to let them come along. Owen looked out the passenger window while Herc sat beside me and stared out the windshield. Marcus wasn't down by the tents set up alongside the water beside the river walk for tomorrow's food tasting.